Whoever is listening to some loud voice in the background, please mute yourself with pound pound one.
Thank you.
Levarne?
Just quickly, just want to reiterate again the email from Yolanda saying that we need to do training, and that I think that in order to rank in terms of which ism we want to address over the phone is a little complicated, and I think that would be best done in person. And as Yolanda states, that perhaps we should focus on what the current policy is for the next board meeting, and then from there we can go and really address the various opportunities that we have to work together as a foundation. Thank you.
Teresa.
I'm just really reluctant to split it up like this. I really liked LaVarne's motion, and I just feel that, I've done a number of things. I would like to see something, if we have to do something maybe on nonviolent communication, dealing with bias in general, or leave it up to the HR director and Greg Guma to pick it, but I just feel that a sole discussion of racism, I just don't feel is really is responding to the underlying problem that we have, which actually involves a lot of civility issues and ultimately hate speech. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to take us to a vote now. The first thing we're dealing with is to strike the term bias, as well as the proposed amendment of civility. So if you vote yes on this, you're voting that the training session shall be on race and diversity. If you vote no, then we will be voting on whether to add civility to the list in the motion. And after we've amended this motion, we will vote on the amended main motion. I heard a point of information.
Yeah, a point of information. I asked Ray LaFaris. He said that it included all of them, but then he wanted to prioritize the first set. He did not say that it would exclude those issues. So maybe he can clarify it further.
I'm going to just rule that the motion that was before us was the motion to strike bias as well as civility. And,
I thought it was to replace race and nationality. Instead of diversity, it was nationality, race and nationality. That's what I heard.
That is not what I understood.
Yeah.
Could it be clarified, sir? This is too important.
Please. Ray, will you clarify what the motion was?
Well, that was the intent. I actually did not say it, but clearly what I was saying was that was the original intent to prioritize this particular aspect of our society's problem.
So race and nationality.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Without objection, we will use that as the amendment that was intended.
I object to that because his motion was to strike bias and civility. Now we're jumping to something else.
Well, we heard different things. That's why we asked for clarification.
Excuse me. It is the case that his original motion was to strike bias and civility. If we didn't have objection, we could amend that. But we can't. With an objection, we can't change it at this moment. I will take it that we can extend time after we go through this process of amending it. And if somebody wants to extend to make an additional amendment once we've dispensed with these, we can do that. But right now we have two amendments before us. We have to take them as they were presented. Okay, so can we go to a vote, please? This is to strike bias and civility.
Okay. Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Okay. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
David Adelson? I'm sorry. Alan Minsky?
Abstain?
Thank you. Don White?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? No. Sandy Wineman?
Yes.
Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shapto?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Rob Robinson? Is it passed for now? Zarina Shakir?
Abstain.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa? Sarv Randhawa? Is it passed for now? Palacios?
Yes.
Thank you. Harry Byrd?
Yes.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams?
No.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Rob Robinson? Zarina Shakir?
I said abstain.
I'm sorry. Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And we have yeses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, that substitutes. Now, although we're at time, I'll entertain a motion to extend time for one more amendment to this, because I believe, and the reason I'm doing this is because I believe the majority is consonant with the change of the wording. So, is there a motion to extend time to allow a change of the wording?
So moved.
Okay, for how long?
2 minutes. 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
2 minutes.
May I have unanimous consent, please? Thank you. Pardon me?
That's Bob Litter's to extend for 3 minutes?
For 3 minutes. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, I move to strike the word diversity and replace it with the words and nationality.
Okay, that's been seconded. I'd like to go directly to a vote, if I may, as we've had the discussion on this topic. Will you call the roll, Teresa? The motion is to amend by striking diversity and changing it to race and nationality.
Could we see if we all agree, if there's objection?
Is there any objection to making that amendment?
No.
Hearing none, that's adopted. Now, is there any...
Didn't I hear someone? Or am I mistaken?
No.
No, I heard no objections. Okay, is there any objection to adopting the motion as amended, which will read that the ED shall present a proposal for a training session on Friday, March 24th for the PND on race and nationality to be approved by the PNB at its 3/10/06 meeting.
At its what?
March 10th, 06 meeting. If there's no objection, that's adopted. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the WPFW-LSB report on the PNB representative elections. I believe I've been told that Zarina will be presenting that. Zarina, you have 5 minutes to introduce the report.
Okay. Good evening to everyone.
I'm sorry. Pardon me. Mr. Chair, you said we're going to discuss this on 3/10?
Yes. That's the date of our next PMB meeting.
All right. Thank you.
Pardon me, Zarina. Go ahead.
Are you sure you're ready?
I'm sure I'm ready.
All right. I'm in receipt of Patty's email that I received today, and I'm glad that the word civility came up, and that should be included in this matter as I proceed with what I have to say. Jane's motion, that is Jane Gatewood, who is one of our local station board members with WPFW, to rescind the vote on Kalonji's original motion, which was to uphold the vote on January 4th, 2006, was voted down by 9 nay, 5 yay, and 3 abstentions. There were 17 people that voted, and it was a roll call vote.
Can you repeat it, please? It was interrupted. Thank you. Repeat the numbers.
9, 5, 3.
9 against, 5, 4, and 3 abstentions. And it was a roll call vote.
Yes.
Now, let me just say that first thing, although that was the first thing, second thing, the election committee had a meeting last night, which I was not aware of it, and I spoke with Carol Wolf, our chair of the WPFW-LSB, and she wasn't aware of this meeting either. So I don't know how this vote was taken, Patty, last night, and I'll let, and I'm going to speak, and then I guess you'll speak a little later. It stated something about the election irregularities, and I have to say, as have several members of our board, that any election irregularities were performed and perpetrated by the people who want to continue to disrupt, and I believe that the 2 disqualified ballots were filled out incorrectly on purpose, and that's to just sort of keep a charade going. Our station has not been having some of the problems and issues, let's say, that some of the other stations have had. So now we're all of a sudden in the fray. And we're not, many of our board members are not about trying to have that going on. I would like to just say that I and our LSB board members... Excuse me, and I at least get some civility and respect here for the moment. I'm not going to speak long. Our LS board members voted to not accept the rescinding of the motion, and we are not going to have our LS be disrupted by prolonging this issue to suit the egos and childish behavior of 4 or 5 LSB members or PMB members or the election committee.
Serena, I believe, if I'm correct, that the point of order refers to your attribution to fellow board members.
The 4 or 5 LSB members, who are the people who voted to rescind the vote.
But the point of order, if I'm correct, is well taken, that to make the comments about their character is breaks the decorum of the body.
I'm not, all right, egos and childish behavior, I guess that's a judgment call. All right.
Thank you.
Well, let me just say that the vote that was taken for the local station board was done fairly and openly. And when the vote was done back in January, if there had been any questions, comments, or statements, there was time for people to do that, because we actually sat there for an hour and a half waiting for whatever Jim was doing with the other 2 neutral people who were not on the board that were collecting the ballots and counting those votes. I wanted to just end by saying, if you listened to a tape, as Patty had stated earlier, from that particular session, then I suppose that you also listened to the most recent tape of our most recent local station board meeting, when one of our members stated that the PMB agreed to require that our LSB re-vote on this matter, and that did not happen. I was at that PMB quarterly board meeting, and I don't remember anyone saying that we were supposed to re-vote, but we did. We did. And we also had our parliamentarian, who comes to our meeting every meeting, he read from Robert's Rules of Order, and from that book, from that particular book, he found that if a person has been elected and then voted for, and that he or she has taken their seat or their position, that you can't just go back and rescind that vote. And that was part of Robert's Rules of Order, not our LSB or our chair making that statement.
Zarina's time was interrupted by a point of order in my response. So, Zarina, could you finish by please telling us what the resolution of the LSB was, again, just for the record, because that would be what would come before us. Is it no action, or what? Can you be specific about what motion was considered and passed by the LSB?
The motion that was passed was the original motion that Kalanji, one of our board members, placed before the board on the meeting in, it was a special meeting that was held, and the people that voted in favor outnumbered the people that voted against.
And does anybody have the text of that motion that was passed?
Carol
Wolf
has that, and as was stated a moment ago, well, earlier in this meeting from Ambrose, she is going to send that to PMB. She's been on travel. She's been traveling for the last 10 days and was unable to get that information out. She had asked someone else to do that for her, and they didn't do it.
Okay,
so
thank you.
She is back, and she said she would get that to all of you on by Wednesday.
So my understanding is that we do not have the language of the motion from the committee before us at this time.
Don White
Which
would
committee
like to
are
speak?
You talking about?
The LSB.
The
LSB is a committee of the board, and that's the basis on which we referred it.
I just gave you what the vote was.
Right, but we don't have the text of the motion yet.
Okay, she will send you that text.
Okay, thank you.
Don White,
I want to get on a stack too, if you don't mind.
Okay. And Lydia.
Okay, hang
AC.
On. I have Don, I heard Patty. AC, I heard Patty, I heard Lydia.
And Mr. Chair, Kent Freeland asked to speak also.
And Kent.
Why doesn't he ask for himself?
Okay, anybody else?
I didn't hear
Mary
what you
Burke,
said, Mary.
Did you hear me?
Did you ask to be on, Mary?
Yeah.
Can you put Ray, please?
Okay.
Good.
And that, just so you know, that will take us to time if everybody takes 2 minutes, so please make
I'll
your comments.
Time,
Don.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we not personalize anything that the elections committee did last night as Patty's work. Patty is only one member, and I think other members of the committee will ratify these comments that it was a committee action. So focusing on Patty, I think, is not really appropriate. I'm new to the election committee, brand new, and there were some concerns and issues raised about the issues of two votes being disqualified and the process that caused the two votes to be disqualified. There was also a question of custody of the ballots. I have observed elections in El Salvador and Mexico and Guatemala and other places, and there are some principles around elections that have to do with custody of the ballots, so those issues were raised. There were comments made by the WPFW LSB chair at the Washington, D.C. PNB meeting, which also seemed to cast some questions over this vote. So it would not be a solution, I think, in the judgment of some, for a majority on an LSB simply to ratify an election. The actual processes of the election and what happened during the election must be focused on. I thought the elections committee last night was very thoughtful. Certainly others who are on that committee can address the issue.
AC.
Yes. Let me say this, is that I want to affirm what Serena has just said. This is the second time we voted on this issue, and the majority did win. And on the issue of majority versus minority, that is always a question. I mean, you don't pass anything even on this board without a majority vote. That shouldn't cast you in the sense that we're minority versus versus the majority. The fact of the matter is, I find it rather disconcerting.
Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
This service does have a tendency to drop off. I'd like to wait a moment for him to get back on if we can.
Can I put forward a point of information?
Go ahead, Lisa.
I just want to get a little clarity because I'm hearing something about the second time that that they voted in D.C. I just want to be clear in terms of what they're referring to when they say the second time.
Ambrose, can you clarify that?
Well, I wasn't there the first time. I was there the second time. But let me tell you what they did. They voted to approve the vote of the board in terms of election of the members.
Okay, so they voted twice on that. It's not like they had a vote on the election again. They didn't redo the election again. Is what I'm.
What they did was vote not to rescind.
Oh, actually, I apologize. I should have directed that to Zarina. Zarina, do you want to clarify anything further?
Let me just say, first thing, that I was not personalizing Patty's comments. I was sent an email by Patty, not the election committee, and she signed it, Patty Heffley,
that's right.
EMB committee member, not chair, or this was from the whole committee. And I'm supposed to be on that committee, and I didn't even know that there was a meeting. I didn't know there was a meeting. So anyway,
the question was
the vote that was taken.
Yes, I'm back again. I'm sorry, I was disconnected.
Okay, Zarina's answering Lisa's point of information about what the two votes were, and then we'll come back to you, AC. Go ahead, Zarina.
First thing, there's a lot of noise going on, so I really can't hear half of what you're saying.
Yeah, it's very difficult. With whoever is in this noisy environment, please meet. Oh, thank you very much. It's still noisy.
Premature.
Somebody is in a very noisy environment. Would they please mute themselves?
Get out of the sports bar.
Yeah. or just stay there, but mute yourself. Okay, go ahead, Zarina. I'm sorry.
I would rather that AC go on and finish what he was going to say because he was there both of the times. That first time when that second vote was taken, because this is really a third vote.
Okay.
The second time when the vote was done, I was out of town when my father passed.
Okay.
So, AC, why don't you say?
AC, in completing your comments, could you answer a point of information about what the two votes were?
The two votes were, by the way, let me preface this by saying that the expert person, Angela Laurie, that the Pacifica hired to do their elections 2 years ago, was referred to her, and she processed the software, at least worked with Jim Brown to process the software to come to the conclusion of the elections. And what she wrote to us was that there were questions that's a judgment call in terms of the two ballots that was disqualified. Number one, ballot had sixes and one, two, three, and then sixes, three, which was disqualified. The other ballot was, instead of being marking 1, 2, 3, 4, it had A, B, C, D, E, and something like that. They both were disqualified. And Angela Laura said that she supported the idea that these should have been disqualified, but she may have done it differently. She may have tried to cipher the real meaning of what the voter was doing. But on the other hand, she did not object to the vote being called the way it was, okay? So the main point I want to say is that I think that the Elections Committee sort of stepped above itself because the motion that was passed at the PND was that it would go back to the LSB, and the LSB was to report back to the board. But instead, what we have here is an interception of the vote before we can even tabulate and send the full report to the board, which I would assume is required. they want to make a recommendation on the election based on a few, a small amount of information. It seemed to me that at least we should have been given the respect to have the PNB receive the official recommendation that we had from the board outlining all the information that we had. I think it's totally inappropriate at this point to for the committee to come up with a recommendation like that in the absence of what the LSP is doing. That means that any LSP in the entire system could be overridden at any given moment by a subcommittee. And that's, I think that's not fair. And I think that what we want to do, we think the election has been affirmed. If the board desires that we wait until the information get here from the chair of the board, then I would suggest that the chair of the board, as well as the parliamentarian, and as well as a letter from Angela Laurie, could be sent in the report to you. And it may take us a little longer than Wednesday to get all of that done. So I would suggest that the P&D meeting coming up in March is where that report should be given.
Patty.
We're out of time, and I would like to extend for 5 minutes, please.
Second.
5 minutes does not allow us to get through the stack. We have
okay.
Lydia, Ken, Mary, and Ray.
Okay. 8 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Can we do this without objection?
No objection.
Okay, we have 10 additional minutes on the agenda. Go ahead, Patty.
Okay. Well, actually, excuse me. I'm going to make a motion here, and then I would like to speak to it. It's resolved in support of the minority position of the WPFW-LSB delegates, and due to elections irregularities that violate Robert's rules, including illegal disqualification of votes and insecure ballot handling procedures, the PNB Elections Committee strongly recommends that the PNB requires the WPFW delegates to conduct a new election for the listener sponsor representative directors within 15 days.
Two points of order on this. One, the language says the committee strongly recommends, so I think that must be changed to resolve that the PNB does such and such.
Okay,
the second is that the committee report isn't in order, so if you're making this as an individual, then your motion would require a second.
It's a this is a working group that was formed in the committee.
Whatever the case may be, it is not in order for it to be considered as a committee motion. It is being made by an individual director,
right.
And therefore it requires a second.
I second.
Okay, it's been seconded by Berg. Discussion.
Okay.
Discussion.
Can I add my point, please?
Dave,
are you going to continue with the ongoing stack or what?
Yeah, I will ask whether the people on the stack would like to speak pro or con to the motion, or whether they would like me to come back to them after we've dispensed with it.
I'd like to speak to the motion, though.
Yeah, you're the.
Add me to the stack, then.
Okay.
Would like to speak against the motion.
Okay.
Patty.
I was on the stack before.
Yes, you were.
I would like to be on the stack. Rosalinda.
Ambrose. I have you already, Ambrose. You're first in the second.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Please request that Ms. Heffley send a copy of that resolution to my email. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to, Patty, I'll give you another minute to motivate the motion. And I'd really like to ask whoever is on in a very noisy environment to please mute themselves. Rob.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you may be the one in the noisy environment. Could you mute yourself?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. Patty, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I'll just go and cut to the chase because we found in our little review that there were many irregularities, even those stated by the chair herself at the national board meeting. But the one thing that stands out most is the Robert's Rules of Order violation 10th edition, page 402, line 16, states that if the meaning of one or more ballots is doubtful, they can be treated as illegal if it is impossible for them to affect the result. But if they may affect the result, the tellers should report them to the chair, who will immediately submit to the assembly the question of how these ballots should be recorded. This rule was not followed. The ballots were disqualified without referring them to the assembly for decision. The intent, obviously, A, B, C, D, E is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the other ballot, I believe, was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. And in a three-member vote, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 would have probably been, people could have used those ballots, could have accepted them, and that would make a different, affect the result more than likely. Also, there have been many people asking for a this to be thrown out and begun again. Again, also, we found in the Carol Wolf's report in the PNB meeting, her verbal report of the chair, one was, she stated, two ballots were disqualified without approval. Well, we found this through her talk. Two ballots were disqualified without approval of the delegates as required by rules of order. Ballots were moved by one of the voters without being sealed or unsealed in the presence of neutral witnesses, and the chair appears to have made decisions in this matter based on advice received from Angela Loria, the previous election supervisor, that the election could stand rather than ruling on the merits of the challenge with proper reference to the rules of order in order to repair a continuing breach. We believe this is a continuing breach. And if Carol Wolf states, I've sent the motion, I sent the arguments to the national board list, and we believe that the PNB has a responsibility to address the issue of problems with the elections because it is a challenge to the credentials of certain board members. Our general finding is that there is sufficient cause to require a revote for the three listener reps to resolve the credential challenge. And the work group concurs with the resolution adopted by the Elections Committee, only suggesting that the deadline for the election be 17 days from now instead of 15 due to their meeting schedule of the first Wednesday. And
We meet on the second.
Time. I'm going to call time on you, Patty. Who would like to speak against the amendment?
Serena.
I mean, against the motion?
Are you going to go try to
read
on the stack first?
Hang on. The order I have is Lydia, Ken, Mary, Ray, Ambrose, Zarina, Rosalinda, and Bob.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to call in order, and you want to start.
Sure.
I'm not done speaking yet. I'm going to call in order these people and ask to alternate between pro and con on the amendment. If the people do not want, I mean on the motion, if people don't want to speak on the motion but have something else that they'd like to address in the report, I can come back to them. Yes, Ken, what's your point of order?
I was definitely acknowledged to be on the stack some time ago before the recent additions to the stack, and I don't...
So to repeat, I have Lydia, Ken, Mary, Ray, Ambrose, Serena, Rosalinda, Bob, and Sarah.
Yes. I didn't hear my name answered. Thank you.
So, Lydia, are you speaking for or against this motion?
Against.
Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, I have a question. I need to know if the Elections Committee or Subcommittee or whoever considered this, if they dealt with the issue of what do you do if you come out with a different result after a re-election, given that there is no provision in the bylaws for this as a basis for removing a director. That's number one. But number two, I think that this resolution, if passed, would invite yet another challenge in that there is absolutely no conceivable way that you can nullify this election and create the conditions that existed at the time of the initial election, and therefore inviting what I believe is the more viable challenge. There is no book on STV. There is no consensus on STV in terms of what is a valid ballot or not. And as far as what I think is the overriding issue here is that we need to develop a policy instead of wasting our time with this, which we can't remove a director anyway, so why are we wasting our time? Therefore, to develop a policy for these elections, for example, in KPFK, Dave Adelson on the computer lost the election as director, but in the hand count, when it came down to a tie, we went to a coin toss as the bylaws specifies, even though the computer might be more precise, simply because that's what the bylaw says, and we have certain limitations because of the bylaws. We have nothing in terms of remedy for these kinds of situations. We should spend our time creating those remedies, teaching and learning about STV, because it's flawed, however, that's what's in the bylaws, and stop this nonsense about inviting what I believe. I mean, you can pass this, and we'll, you know, those of us that think that it shouldn't have been nullified will turn around and ask, invite another challenge.
Ken, are you speaking in favor or opposed to the motion?
In favor.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I made a motion at the previous meeting to have an independent investigator with expertise in the area review the irregularities, the alleged irregularities, to see whether or not they were irregular enough to warrant concern about the results. I was overruled by a late amendment made by one of the one person who is himself in a contested seat. And I think this is what we need to look at as a board. Is it's, you know, I just heard a speaker say we cannot remove a director. But the reality is that we have to accept directors as a result of elections, or and in this case, that election was contested. Until that contestation of the election is resolved, we have no business moving forward with these directors. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. The most expedient resolution would be a revote. And I would agree, though, with the last speaker with respect to the fact that the original conditions can't be created. No, they can't, but that's not important. But perhaps it might be argued that the original voters need to be reassembled. I think that's a reasonable request. But failing the willingness of the LSB, or I'm sorry, of the delegates of that station to do that, I think we need to go back to my original motion. I'm sorry, but I don't see any way out of this, no matter how often votes that something is valid, it doesn't validate it if the process was invalid according to the rules of order. Thank you.
Mary, are you speaking in favor or opposed to the amendment, to the motion? In favor. Ray, are you speaking in favor or opposed?
In favor.
Right. Ray, are you speaking
in favor? I'm speaking against.
Okay, you go ahead and then Mary will be next.
Yes. Actually, I seconded Ken's motion. The issue sent back to the local board. And actually, I believe that the answer from the local board is not what we are looking for, which is a clear understanding of what happened and whether or not rules were violated and how they were violated. I also believe that because the National Election Committee was not authorized officially to do to look into it, that whatever they have, although some of it does sound disturbing, it's not complete. I like to, before I make a decision, to understand exactly what happened. Not I make conclusion or based on what individuals made, ask some direct questions, specific questions. Direct answer specific questions. So I would vote against this as being premature and to return it to the local board to give us a proper evaluation rather than just a rubber stamping of the previous decision. A proper description of what happened.
Okay, Mary?
Yes, I take Lydia's point very much. I definitely think we have to find remedies for things, but I do think, as I see it, it looks that there is a remedy here. Now, we could debate this, I don't know, but there are several things. The two things, the fact that you have to look at the intention of the ballot. Clearly, if it has letters instead of numbers, there's no reason to throw it out on whose authorization. This isn't just small irregularities. We've had that, and many stations did. They didn't rise to this level, in my opinion. It is not clear even that the delegates voted as delegates rather than as an LSB. The person who advised the chair, by what we heard, seemed not at all to deny that there were these irregularities, but just said to move on and find remedies, which at that time seems there was time. It was much easier to do it again. I don't think you can assemble the same people. Of course, you can't create the same moment in time. No one is the same from moment to moment. But as long as there is any question that someone is sitting who wasn't elected, and there's no way to verify it. We can't look at these ballots because they were taken away improperly by all the kinds of rules that I have seen regarding ballots in elections, and they were neither sealed when they were taken away. There was no one to observe, and nor were they unsealed in the presence of witnesses when they came back. So since you cannot recount, which would have been the normal thing, and that's what you said too, Eddie, in Los Angeles, that, you know, if there was an issue, you hand counted. We can't count these now, as it's not even certain they're the same ballot. But there's no way of verifying that there's any continuity to this. And it seems that a revote would be in order. Now, if the revote came to the same result or similar, then it would show that the minority simply just doesn't have, you know, can't muster up the support, and it's done. And it seems very simple. It's not much of a deal to have this kind of an election. And it's not as if it's a national election. You hire a supervisor. They just can run an election, do it properly, and have an observer. So I don't see why not to do this and lay the whole thing to rest so that the authority and the credibility of the people who sit as directors is not open to question all the time.
Ambrose, are you speaking against or for?
Of course I'm speaking against.
Well, I just want to be sure.
Go
ahead.
This is, you know, I'm really sitting here wondering, you know, where in the world is all this nonsense coming from? No one, to my knowledge, has questioned the authenticity of the ballots. The ballots were brought back on two occasions and laid out for all the board members to review. No one challenged their authenticity. They challenged whether or not two of the ballots could be counted because they didn't follow the instructions. Now, the question is, so, you know, kind of flabbergasted. There were problems at WDAI with local station board being kicked off. This board said we should not interfere with what the LSB does. The same thing happened to Ken Freeland down in T. The same thing applied to what was taking place at A. And this board has always said, we should not interfere with what is happening at the LSB level. It's because the LSB is a part of this board, and they have made a decision, and we've got to respect it. But for some reason, someone has decided they don't want to respect the vote of this board. This board voted to accept the results of this election, after advice by the parliamentarian and after written advice by Ms. Laria. Now, as I understand it, this committee or working group met, but they didn't have our board represented there. The officers of the board were not represented. The decision that the board made was not represented. They went on apparently audio of the January meeting. They didn't deal with what we did the other day as a result of the request of the PNB. So what are we doing? I mean, we didn't violate the bylaws. And our parliamentarian said that once a vote's taken and is accepted by and endorsed by the body, you can't go back. Robert's Rules, he quoted. Now, it seems to me that if this board wants to deal up in the board, it will await the report by the LSB that will include the written opinion of our parliamentarian and the citation, the written opinion of Angela, as well as the written opinion of the officers of the LSB. And why we can't do that is a real puzzle to me. Mm-hmm. I was incensed as I sat at that meeting and watched the chair of A conspire with the two people who have been causing so many problems. Now, if I had done that, at A, when they were having difficulties, you know, what do you think would have happened?
Ambrose, if we could limit the...
And I just think... I'm stating a fact. It was observed by everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what happened at A, but while I was there, and I was approached by all the opposition. And I told every one of them, you can come in here, but I will not act until the LSB acts. I will respect the decision of the LSB. That was my job. As I saw it, as a member of the board. And I don't understand what this is all about. And I think it is a gross error to do what you're doing now without getting a full report from the LSB.
I just want to clarify, we are not considering the report of any other body. This is a motion being brought by an individual, not by that body, even if that body did meet and discuss it. Zarina, are you speaking opposed or in favor?
What do you think?
I just figured I would be formal about it. Rosalind, yes, Patty?
Well, it's just like I'd like a, you know, wrap-up moment myself.
Okay.
We're way out of time, of course. You can only imagine.
We're out of time?
Mr. Chair, yes. I'd like to call the question.
Well, actually, if we're out of time, you don't need to.
Okay, good.
Two-thirds to extend time.
Thank you.
The timekeeper hadn't apprised me. What is the state of our time, Patty?
We're over by 10 minutes.
Okay, then we require a motion to extend or we have to dispense with the motion.
I would like to extend time.
Second.
For 3 minutes to make a substitute motion and
how much time?
The question.
3 minutes.
You are not next to be recognized, Mary. I have Zarina, Rosalinda, Bob, and Sarf. How much time is being requested for extension?
I'd like to request 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Is there any objection?
No.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Is there any objection?
Enough, Mr. Chair.
No.
Well, would you like to revise it, suggest a revision? We can do that.
I'd like to suggest 10 minutes, otherwise we'll be back 10 minutes from asking for 5 more.
I agree with you. Is there any objection to 10 minutes?
I object to 10 minutes.
Okay, Sarv, is your objection that you would like more time or you would like only 5? If you object, we'll have to call a roll.
Or
have
5.
I didn't hear what you said.
I can't hear you, Sarv.
5 minutes.
Okay, there's an objection to 10. Is there an objection to 5? No
yes.
Objection?
Yes.
Yes. Then we'll have to go to a vote on 5. Go ahead. Actually, we'll start with 10 since that was the subsequent.
Mm-hmm.
Call the roll, Teresa.
We're going to vote.
If I'm the only one, I just let it go with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Then if there's no objection to 10, we'll extend 10.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Rosalinda, are you?
Yes.
Rosalinda, are you speaking in favor of the motion or opposed?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to ask the committee. When did they call the meeting, and was it, was it over the internet? And if so, why was Zarina excluded?
You know, I'd like to not consider that because this is not a motion from a committee, even though it's been said these people met.
Oh.
This is not a motion from a committee. It's a motion from an individual. So
would
it be acceptable to you to just continue on, Rosalinda?
I thought they said it was a working group.
They
said a working group considered it, but it's not in order for a working group report at this time.
Then
this
why are we...
She keeps saying the working group, but this is a motion on the question before us in the WPFW report.
Point of order.
Yes?
The motion from the election committee was from the committee, and it was put out on the list. As to the election committee's meeting, it's been noticed and on the calendar for weeks.
I ruled that the motion from the committee was not in order in the WPFW portion of the report portion of the agenda, but that a motion from an individual was, and Patty chose to make it as an individual, and that was seconded.
Point of information?
Yes.
Was this the local WPFW or the National Elections Committee that had made this
right.
Tradition?
The national.
It's not
no
germane
idea.
Because this is not a
point
motion
of
that committee.
just a point of information. I just want to know for my own sake. What's the answer, please?
Patty?
What's the question?
What
was
body?
It the National Elections Committee or a local elections committee that made this recommendation?
National Elections Committee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Rosalinda, do you want to speak to the motion?
It's very clear to me what's going on. I have nothing more to say.
Okay. Bob, are you speaking in favor or opposed?
Neither. I have a motion to refer.
Go ahead.
Okay. Resolve that the Heffley motion be referred to the Elections Committee for a full investigation, including review of written materials submitted by both the WPFW-LSB and those contesting the elections, and an invitation to both sides to have representatives participate in the next Elections Committee meeting, and then to report back to the PNB at its March 24th to 26th meeting.
Is there a second to the motion
second.
To refer?
Second.
Second.
Been seconded by Lisa Davis. We are at time. Let's see. Oh, no, we have 10 minutes to go, or we have a few minutes left to go. Who would like to? Is there objection to this motion?
Yes, I'd like
yes,
to.
Yes, I object.
Patty?
Okay.
I'd like to. Patty?
Okay, hold on a second. So I'll take a list of those who would like to speak. And this is a process motion, so I'm going to entertain two in favor and two opposed. Who would like to speak
Mr.
opposed?
Chair? Mr.
Yes?
Chair, this is Teresa.
Could
Bob Letter please send me a copy of this motion?
Yes.
And I guess at some point, could someone repeat it because it's hard to keep track?
I understand. I'd like to call for two for and two against. Who is in favor of the referral?
Do we have the motion repeated before that, please? We could not hear all of it.
Go ahead, Bob. Please repeat
it. Okay. Resolve that the Heffley motion be referred to the Elections Committee for a full investigation, including review of written materials submitted by both the WPFW-LSB and those contesting the elections, and an invitation to both sides to have representatives participate in the next Elections Committee meeting, and then to report back to the PNB at its March 24th to 26th meeting.
Okay, so who is
going to
speak?
Everybody?
Who is going to speak?
Zarina is against.
Zarina is opposed. Who else? AC is opposed.
Patty is
Rob is opposed.
Patty is for it with an amendment.
Patty is in favor. Rob, you said is opposed.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm for it.
Lisa is in favor. May I ask, Zarina and AC, you both had an opportunity to speak a number of times, and Rob has not. Would you allow him to be one of the representatives of the opposed side?
Oh, I don't mind, but I would like to say something again.
Okay,
yeah, I can let Rob speak, but I just wanted to issue a clarification on the allegations of it.
Why don't you clarify, and then I'm going to take AC, I'm going to take Zarina, Rob, Patty, and Lisa, not in that order.
Can Freeland make an amendment, please?
Okay, hang on a second. AC, what was your clarification?
Yeah, I wanted to say that the notion that this was an illegal, I think that was the term used by Burge, that it was illegal, handling of the ballots. That's not true.
Okay, this is not in order at this moment.
That was something that was said, and I just wanted to deal with that.
Okay.
And on the other hand, dealing directly with the motion on the floor, that would, in a sense, circumvent the LSB, because the LSB is carrying a report to the board. And therefore, the report should come to the board before it goes anywhere to a committee, to be overwritten by a committee. I'm just saying that it should come exactly where it was requested to come, which is to the LSB itself. I mean, to the...
Okay. I'm going to consider that, then, one of the comments in opposition. Lisa, you're in favor. Go ahead.
Right. I think that, and I'm sure everybody agrees about this, that this is, this is such a serious issue that certainly requires... a bit of thought, and I think that before any final decision is rendered on this, that we certainly have to make every effort that we can to hear from both sides. So I just think that we can't make any more decisions about until we hear from the LSB report from the board in D.C., and this is not making a judgment one way or the other, but I just think that it's so critical that we have to really try to hear everything from both sides that we can. So therefore, I'm in favor of it. I'm in favor of Bob's motion for that reason.
Okay. I have Rob speaking against.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening here is while the board didn't intervene in WBAI's issues or in KPFT's or in KPFA's, now the board is saying that it will intervene in WPFW even after we followed the bylaws. Rather than the LSB running its own election, we had an election coordinator doing it. Every aspect of the election was presented to the board. They all agreed with it before they voted on it. And so what you are doing now is subsuming the responsibility that you have shown to all of the other LSBs in the past, and you're taking it away from WPFW. I think this is outrageous, and I absolutely oppose this motion. It is just a sham.
Okay, I have to do as a clarification point. It has been said that the board did not consider the question of the conflict at WBAI. That's not true. The board's governance committee did. It was referred to the national committee. The board did deal with it, and the board came to a conclusion after that to not
board supported.
Resent. But I just want to point out
the local board.
I understand, but it has been said on two occasions now that the board did not act on, consider that question and left it up to the local committee. And the fact of the matter is that the board did consider those questions and ultimately decided.
Can we ask LeVar not to have a loud second conversation?
We
I'm
could,
sorry,
but
I thought he was on mute. I had my phone on mute before. I apologize, but don't be so rude.
That's what you're doing.
All right, folks.
The only thing you had to do was bring it to my attention. You did, and I will mute it. I apologize. I thought it was on mute.
Okay, thank you.
Dave, that's not exactly accurate.
Go ahead, Ambrose.
A started back in August, and the board didn't touch it.
I was making the point about WBAI, and I just wanted to clarify that it is the case that a national committee did take it up. Ultimately, the resolution was to respect the decision of the board there. We have now Patty speaking in favor of the motion.
I'm in favor. My only thing is I'd like to amend it to meet and come to the decision at the March 10th meeting. That would give us time. I think we have time to meet with everyone, get the reports, and if, in fact, that this board decides that the election is improper, that another one can be had before the meeting in Los Angeles, thus shortening the time. If it's found to be improper, then the proper members can be meet in Los Angeles. And I think it's really important that we wait. We don't wait till the middle of the year or anything like this. I think that, I agree that that it's a fast-track issue, and I'm supporting Bob's motion, except I would like to amend it to be the 10th instead, and I think we can all meet and come to a conclusion by then.
Is there a second? There's a second to that. We're at time, and I'd like to move to the vote on all pending questions.
Who made the second?
Excuse me.
Who made the motion second?
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Yeah, hold on a second. Go ahead, Ken.
Mr. Chair.
Wait. Before I heard you, I heard Zarina. Zarina, did you have a point of order?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I would like to say that how could this motion be referred back to the election committee when the person who's presented this is the person who is going to be handling this issue? I don't get it.
I'm going to rule that it is an order to refer it.
Okay, well then I would also suggest that if all parties are going to be represented, that everybody who's on the election committee be notified. And if you can't reach me by email, I have a phone like the one I'm talking on right now, and I'd like to be notified when there's a meeting.
I had a point of order from Ken. Go ahead, Ken. Ken?
Hello.
Nothing here but us crickets.
I have a substitute, Dave.
Mr. Chair, I raised a point of order.
Yeah, I just asked you for it.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. Somebody was doing something with a phone here. Mr. Chair, I was initially on the stack to make a amendment to this motion, and I reserve the right to make that amendment pending the resolution of the amendment under consideration.
Looks like.
Okay, well, we're going to need a motion to extend time if we're going to.
No,
I,
you
I've
can't
heard,
close
now,
on all
I,
items if this item hasn't even been considered yet. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Well, at time, that is exactly what happens unless the board votes to extend. Things do not continue indefinitely, so we will need at this point. I have heard that Ken has an amendment. I've heard that Ambrose has an amendment. We have one amendment before us. So what will be required is, if there's a second amendment, and Ken was on the stack first with it, then we will have to process those. Then we will have to have an additional amendment.
I move to extend 10 minutes. This is Lydia.
Lydia's moving to extend 10 minutes. There's a second from Lisa. There's an opposition. Will you call the roll, please, on the motion to extend?